So, Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped me to realize that that He was chasing us enough, and that this is it. Bezrat Hashem, we're gonna be mitchazkim, strengthen ourselves. Bezrat Hashem, and it's wonderful. Midah of Itchazkut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading Am Yisrael according to the way that Am Yisrael holds in faith. Means if a person thinks that he needs to be punished, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing him. And if a person really realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to punish him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to punish him anymore. But a lot of times you can find yourself that you try to go in a different way and to be positive and to look on good points, and still you see that Hashem Yitbarach is fighting, that Hashem Yitbarach is strict, Hashem Yitbarach is showing angry face, and why? Because Hashem Yitbarach, He wants to check where are we holding. You can claim that you're straight, that you're honest, that you're generous, but only when you've been a certain test and you're going to stand in that test and really going to keep your word, then you're going to reveal the truth, who that you really are inside. And we're so stuck in foreign faiths that we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to rebuke us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to punish us, and Adrabah, we're taking it as a compliment. It doesn't have to be like that at all. We can change it all. The Melech Asur Ba'atim, the Zohar is revealing Berhite Mochin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a prisoner in our thoughts. In the way that we think, this is how He has to lead us. Means, as much as we're going to believe in the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to reveal His mercy. And the Zohar HaKadosh is saying that if Moshe Rabbeinu was in the generation of Noach, there was no flood. Why? Rav Shalom explained in Shabbos that Noach, he didn't realize nothing about the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew that there is a Creator, and he knew that you need to commit yourself to Him, to serve Him with a complete heart, to do whatever He commands you to. But he didn't know Hashem. He didn't know the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. The proof for that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to build that ark, so he did. He was working. And when people came to him to ask him, "What are you doing?" He was strict. He told them, Hashem said, you're going to bring the flood, and this is it. And only the ones that are going to fix themselves are going to be inside, going to be saved, and this is it. Only if you're going to work on yourself, you're going to be righteous, so no one can hear you, Noach. In a generation like that, that people are so wrapped after their lusts and desires, they're so busy, they're so far, far away from truth of the Torah, they cannot hear you. If now someone going to go with speakers and going to threat on the world and going to tell everyone, hey, there's going to be a flood that's going to cover the biggest mountains of them all, and mamash, everyone going to drown, no one going to believe. And even if someone will be afraid and going to believe, he will never going to get closer to Hashem by that. Those threatings just going to push him, going to reject him even more from Hashem. He's going to say, what? Hashem is so cruel. Hashem going to ruin all of His creation, all of the creatures, all of the animals, the little rabbits, all of the small tiny birds, and all of the butterflies, everyone going to drown. Hashem is so cruel. I don't want to be close to Him, Chas v'Shalom. If this is who that Hashem, then Noach revealed to us, the students, that this is Hashem, that this is the Creator, we don't want no share with that one. We don't want Him. That was Noach. Avraham Avinu, he realized that Hashem Yitbarach is mercy. But he couldn't realize until the end that the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are endless. There is no end to the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we can see that? From Sodom and Amorah. That in Sodom and Amorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, I'm not hiding nothing from you. I'm about to make that decree to burn all of Sodom Amorah, to make a mess over there, and everyone going to die. Avraham Avinu is fighting. He realized that there is a side to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal His mercy. So he told him, but listen, if there are 50 righteous people, so please, maybe for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him there are no 50. He said, alright, so for 40. You see that Avraham Avinu realized, he thought it was wrong. He thought that you have to have a reason for the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there are no 10, Avraham Avinu was quiet, because he thought to himself that you have to have minimum 10, that the Shekhinah is going to be with them. Minimum something, a certain public of Kedusha, of holiness, that Hashem is going to be able to be there. So he stopped. He gave up. He said, alright, I wish. But he lost his hope. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he realized. What Moshe Rabbeinu realized? Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are endless. That there is no border, no limit to the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was fighting and arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the decrees until the end. And he wasn't backing off. He wasn't surrendered. And he didn't care. Not to eat, not to drink, not to sleep. He wasn't thinking about nothing. Not to be with his wife, with his family, nothing. He was separating himself from everything for the benefit of Am Yisrael. Because he knew that this is the real will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized that Hashem Yitbarach for Am Yisrael is ready to give everything. But there's still a certain lacking in Moshe Rabbeinu. And the proof for that is that we haven't been redeemed totally by Moshe Rabbeinu. We didn't receive Beit HaMikdash with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter to Eretz Israel. He didn't build Beit HaMikdash like he was supposed to, if he was able to. What is Beit HaMikdash? What is the complete salvation? Ki Beiti Beit Tefilah Yikare Lechol HaAmim, a house of prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though that he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mercy, and that his mercy doesn't have no end, and there is no limit to the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you're going to pray, you're going to be answered. He realized that, and he was doing it. And he also tried to convince us in that. And he commanded us in Mitzvah HaTfilah to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to do tshuva and to confess. Those are mitzvot that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Means you see that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had that wisdom. He knew it by power, but he wasn't able to penetrate it to us that we're going to keep it. To give us the Torah, he gave. That was something that he made. He was able to give us the Torah. He handed the Torah completely to Am Israel. We received the Torah from Moshe. There were righteous people that were going with the Torah until the end. Mamash, everything is clear. You know everything what to do. The Chachamim's eyes were open, and they're still open to know, to answer you. Go ask Rabbi Yoshua Cohen any question that you need. He can answer you. He knows, because the Torah is revealed to him, he knows all of the truth. Go to real righteous people, to Rav Shalom, to Tzadikim. They can answer you on every question that you're going to ask. Even the Rebbe Milubavitch was answering questions to NASA on how to build spaceships, because he learned it from the Torah. So it was all open for him. The Torah been given to us. But the prayer, the concept of Tefillah, going to be given to us only by Mashiach. Only through Mashiach. That is the third temple. Third temple is showing to us Tefillah b'shlemut, like we've been commanded by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah to have three prayers a day. You have Shachrit, you have Mincha, and you have Ma'ariv. Until you complete that, you don't have Tefillah of that day in a complete way. You have to have three Tefillot a day. So the third Beit Mikdash, this is the third one that's going to complete the concept of Tefillah. And that's going to be given to us by Mashiach. But Borei Olam, with His mercy, He is preparing the ground before. Because if Mashiach is going to come just like that, with that news of Tefillah, people will not going to be able, because to perceive it, to take it into their days, into their life. Why? Because the Tefillah is something that makes you so humble in a moment. You lose all of your arrogance. If you're going to go as a righteous man every day to the field to do 6 hours in Bodedut, some people are going to hold you as a meshuga, as a crazy person. No one's going to respect you on that. No one. Even in this class, even here that we're talking about it, no one's going to be able to understand your greatness, even if you do 6 hours every day. Because tefillah is something that is mezulzal, people mezalzalim bezeh. People disrespect tefillah. To tell a person you need to pray on it means you humiliate him in that moment, because you tell him one and only thing: you're not able to achieve it by yourself. You not exist. Only Hashem can give it to you. Even when you tell him go to learn, he's going to do something to achieve. In tefillah, he's going to be wiser, he's going to learn, and then he's going to be able to solve that situation. But in tefillah, when you go to the field, you lift your hands. Why you lift your hands? To show you surrender. I cannot do it. I don't have the powers to do that. The tefillah, in the beginning of the tefillah, you say, Hashem sfatai tiftach, Hashem open my lips, I cannot even pray. Tefillah, it's the peak of humility. Tefillah, it's the lowest place of them all, that you realize that there is no one else that can help you except of the Creator, that He created heaven and earth. But if you're humble and you're able to accept it and to suffer your humiliation, to suffer, to accept, to hand it, to hold it, to keep on serving Hashem Yisbach, even though that He proved it to you, that He shown it to you, that you're zero, if you're able to take it and to make another step in your Avodat Hashem, the light that you're going to receive is going to be the light of Hashem. It means that if Hashem Yitbarach got all of the powers, every Jew can have all of the powers also. You're Kol Yachol also. You can become to be Kol Yachol. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is canceling Himself to you. If you realize what's happening when you pray, you change the rules of nature. Rules of nature not really exist. Rules of nature, they are rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that He's going to lead the world by nature. Hateva, the nature, numer value of the word Hateva is Elohim. This is the way that Elohim runs the show. By the nature, this is it. You went too much time in the cold, you're going to be sick now. You were eating so too much, you feel pains in your stomach. You were talking things that you were not supposed to. People heard you. Things are going to happen by that. This is rule. Those are rules of nature. This is still, you need to realize, to know, Hashem Yitbarach is doing it. He's doing it in a certain way, that by that way He hides His being. The fact that He is here behind all of those curtains. He's putting those curtains. He's using those puppets to show you something that you will forget, that you're going to have a test to forget Him. And the test is that you're going to remind yourself always, it's not that puppet, it's Hashem. It's not that curtain, it's Hashem. And everyone, our only face of Hashem Yitbarach, He's doing it. But you need to remember that He is the one that is doing it. Behind the curtains, there is someone over there. There is someone over there that He is good. And we need to believe, because to believe that Hashem is here, that Hashem is now, this is not so hard. To believe that Hashem is here and that He is good. He is good, it means that He is ready to listen to you, that He wants to hear you. Zamru lemi shemnatzchin oto v'sameach. You need to praise the one that when you win Him, when you conquered Him, He is happy. When you achieve that victory that you won in that argument between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's happy and happy and happier to give you. One of the Avrichim yesterday told me that he had a dream. He saw Rav Shalom in his dream, and he saw Rav. He was so happy. He said to Rav, Rav, I love you. Rav answered to him, I love you more. This is the answer. This is truth. This is a real dream. This is a real dream. You say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you, I love you more. You think you cannot succeed. You think maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give you. Those are kfirot. Hashem wants to give you. He wants to give you more than you want to receive. A lot more. Thousands of times more. You can never imagine how much Hashem, He yearns to give you. He wants to. He doesn't have no days and no nights. And He's not sleeping and He's not eating. And He just always think, how I'm going to wake my boy? How I'm going to wake my girl? How I'm going to wake them up? How I'm going to make them closer to me? And He's looking for reasons and for ways that you will not going to lose the purpose by the fact that He's going to hand it to you. If He's now going to give you $1 million, this is it. You lost Him. It's not a salvation for you. Why it's not a salvation for you to receive now? Because you don't need him anymore after you received it. When you don't have it, you need him. Every day you go to the field, every day you do tshuva, you pray, Hashem, what's going to be with my health, what's going to be with my shalom? Alright, you realize when you have a problem, that Hashem is the one that can solve you the problem, that you need Hashem. This is perfection, this is the truth. When you're going to have shalom bayit, your wife, she's smiling, who's going to go and pray on shalom bayit? Who's going to pray on shalom bayit if you got shalom bayit? Only righteous people, people of truth, like Rav Shalom said, that from the beginning of his tshuva, there are things that he's praying on them every day. Even in the most perfect days of them all. People with point of truth, humble people, humiliated people, people that are low, people that realize that they cannot do nothing without Hashem. Those people are praying on everything before they do. And they don't do nothing without praying. Like Rabbi Nathan testified himself. That he's not able to do nothing. He wants to hold that book. He's saying, Ribono shel Olam, let me learn. And he takes the book. This is the way that he works. He's working out from his logic. He thinks on things with the right wisdom. The truth is that I'm not able even to reach my to take that cup. I'm not able to do it. So why am I doing it without asking from Hashem? And you can ask in your thoughts. It's not a problem. But if you're not asking, you're arrogant. If you're thirsty and you take that cup, you're arrogant. You're arrogant. You think that you have an ability to drink now. People died from a glass of water. You think you can live. You think you can decide that water gonna heal you, water gonna make you happy, that money gonna make you happy, that your shidduch gonna... You don't know nothing. Really, the truth is that you don't know, you wish for things that you don't know what there are, what there is behind those things. The money contains souls, sparks of souls. You know what those souls, how they're going to affect your life if you're going to have them into your life? You don't know the change that's going to happen with you when you're going to receive money. You don't know. You're not thinking about it at all. You just need the cash. You just need the money now. And you don't know what you're asking for yourself because things are deep. And deeper than you imagine. And then even that you want to believe that there are. Things are so huge. Everything is so important. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding back the salvation of Am Yisrael for so long with no reason? The reasons are deep. And there are hidden things in the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't know. We don't know. And we have to accept it. We have to accept Hashem. We have to accept Him. Who you want to be the King? Who you want to worship? Someone that you don't believe in Him? Someone that you're not counting on Him? You try to crown someone that you don't believe in His intentions? That you say, hey, but I know better than you? This is something that cannot be. It's not exist. It's a lie. We have to stop lying to ourselves. And we cannot do it in one day. We can rebuke ourselves as much as we can. We're never going to achieve it by that way. The only way is to dedicate an everyday and day special time to thanks and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept on ourselves yoke of heaven before of yoke of mitzvot. First of all, the Mishnah is saying to us, why first of all we're saying Shema before we're saying V'ayayim Shamoa? Why? Because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us first of all to accept on ourselves the yoke of heaven, the kingship of heaven, that Hashem is the King. First of all, before of mitzvot. Before that you learn what to do and how to behave and what Hashem wants from me and all of those. For that, this is the second level, second stage. You have to have the vessels, the preparations of the first stage, the first level. First level is simple faith in the greatness of Hashem, that Hashem is great. Not big, not a hero, not a giant, not awesome. Great, good, wonderful, sweet, lovely, beautiful, kind, love, caring, and sensitive, and mercy. And before you have that, you're not able to keep the mitzvot. You're not able. You become to be cruel with your mitzvot. You pray that people are going to die. You pray that people are going to serve you. You pray that people, I don't know what. All of your imaginations. You come with all of your angers and bad attributes to play with vessels, tools of Hashem. And you're not a surgeon. You're not a doctor yet. You don't know how to revive people with those knives. So you start slaughtering people. You start killing people. You haven't learned how to use that knife in a perfect way. You know the intention, the kavanah, that a person of shochet, where before he comes to make shechita on an animal, his intention is supposed to be that now we're sacrificing that animal instead of me. I'm going to sacrifice it. Hashem is so mercy that He gave me that ability to slaughter that animal instead of me. Instead of killing myself. I was supposed to die now. And now Hashem gave me that solution to kill that animal. And now you look on that poor animal. And with that horrible compassion, you need to kill it now. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to feel compassion, sorrow. I'm killing you instead of my own death that I'm supposed to die. And now I'm sacrificing you. I'm killing you now. Instead of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill me now. And this is the intention of Shechita for food, not for Shechita for sacrifice for Korban. When a Shochet is coming to kill an animal, when he's coming to take the soul, who are you to take a soul? Who are you? The Ari HaKadosh was never killing even mosquitoes, spiders. The only animal that you're allowed to kill is a spider. Because of a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Even a snake, if you see, and even if he's about to attack, only every animal, only if it's about to attack, you're allowed to defend yourself, to take life. Who are you to take life? Are you the creator that gave you life, that you have the permission to take it back? Who are you? You're nothing. With that intention, you can go and make mitzvot ha-shechita. When you're so humble, when you realize that the food is not yours at all. Who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to wake up people to run, to plant, to harvest, to bring it to the stalls, to wash it, to prepare it, to make food out of it, to serve it onto my table, and I'm going to... Who am I? Only when you come to that place that you're so embarrassed, afraid to eat, you say, who am I? Now you're allowed to eat. But before that, before you say Baruch, blessed, Ata, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, the King of the... Before that you're crowning Hashem, Itbarach, totally, on the creation, you're not allowed to eat. To drink a drop of water, you're not allowed, until you know for sure that HaKol Niyah, that Hashem is in charge of everything, that He is above everything. Before that, you're not allowed to drink. This is the intention that you're allowed to keep the mitzvot. To wrap yourself with a talit. Only when you know that the talit is the cloth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the talit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not my talit. This is the talit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I to cover myself with the cloth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I? To put the tefillin, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying tefillin, it's kitra de malka, it's the crown of the king. It's not as the crown of the king. I have one also. No, this is the crown of the king. When you put it on your head, you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. Hashem commanded you, you're right. But you're going to be very embarrassed if the king of the world is coming to you and tell you, here, put my crown on your head. But you don't realize that and you don't really care. So you just grab that tefillin and put them. Because you're a thief. Because you don't care about the fact that really, this is the crown of Hashem, of the Creator. You have to come to that humility. When you have that humility, you can pray. And your prayer is going to be answered, one prayer after the other, and another one, and another one. And you can achieve everything, everything. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you until now? Only because He wants you to receive it and not lose the connection with Him by receiving. Because if you're going to receive and forget it, it's Hashem. What was the good thing that Hashem done by giving to you? It was horrible. It was a curse that He gave you. Osher shamur le'ba'alav le'ra'ato. It's wealth that been saved for the honors of that wealth to damage them. You want to be damaged? You ask Him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, damage me, hurt me. Why are you doing that? This is what you ask. You ask for things that you don't have the vessels for them. What are you asking? Hashem insult me, Hashem ruin my life. You cannot do that. You need to ask for vessels. And Rabbeinu told us that the vessels are prayers. It means you need to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray. The vessels to contain the bounty, those are the prayers. Why? Because by praying you realize that you are zero, that you are nothing. Then you can receive and it's not going to damage you. Those are the vessels. So you need to ask for prayers. You need to pray on the tefillah. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me pray.
Make me pray. I don't want the salvation at all. It's going to damage me. I want to be humble on that point. I don't want to stop Mashiach. I don't want to be the one that damaged the salvation of Am Yisrael. I want to be kosher. I want to be clean. Purify me. Not for my own success. I don't care. My success is to be with you, Hashem. If you're in the exile, I'm with you in the exile. I don't care. If you're in the exile, if the king is outside, you want to sit and to wait for him in the palace? This is what you want? To wait in the palace that Hashem can come back? You want to do what that Hashem is doing? Hashem is after His children. You want to go after His children? Hashem is running in the rain. Hashem is running in the desert, in the sun. Hashem is looking for His children. Where are they? The children in the exile, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running, looking for them. Where are my children? Where's my baby? Where's my daughter? And he's looking. Oh, there is one. And he's going and trying to talk to her. And then something is going on, and Hashem has to run to save another one. And Hashem needs soldiers. Hashem needs us. En melech belo am. There is no king without a nation. He needs a nation. A nation that cares. A nation that got a heart. A nation that have a heart. Kudsh Baruch Hu Liv Abaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. You don't have a heart, you don't have nothing. All of your Torah is nothing. Doesn't count, nothing. Worthless. It's your curse in life. That you think that you're wise. That you think that you have something in your hand. You finish your Masechtot and you're a genius. You're deep, deep in imagination of reality of this world. And this real world is not real. This world is it's an illusion. It's a curtain to block the light of Hashem from us. We need to fight in this world. To fight. And to be happy to fight. And now Hashem wants you to fight in Gaza. Be happy to go down to Gaza. Hashem wants you to fight in Tulkarem. Be happy to go to Tulkarem. To place of husks and desires. To the low places. To the darkness. To fight with powers of evilness. To fight with your bad midot. To fight with your bad attributes, to stand up and to say, you are mean, you're bad, you're cruel, you're vicious. To stand up against him, to tell him what you think. To make that mitzvah of Mechet Zecher Amalek, Mechem Rishon Mecha'ah. How you say Mecha'ah? Protest. To stand against him and to tell him, you're Amalek, you're a fraud, you're a liar. You're a liar, to tell to yourself you're a liar. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu got a problem to erase the seed of Amalek if it's a nation? What's the problem? You can call the Americans and to tell them to go to erase Hiroshima. And this is it. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is it. What's the problem? He can use one nation to erase another nation. This is it. It happened before. What's the problem? One button. You can kill a nation. It's not a problem. The Amalek is inside of us. This is why the war is so hard to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we already took Amalek inside. And Amalek is inside. All of those doubts, all of those fears, all of those anxieties, all of the lack of confidence in Hashem. This is Amalek. That is the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem needs to erase. If now He's going to take all of those things that you're counting on them, that you're leaning on them, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to die. You're going to fall. You're going to collapse. He's going to take your ability to call your parents when you need money. He's going to take your power to ask from your wife for favors when you don't have powers to do things on your own. He's going to take your happiness and joy from hearing music. And you're going to have to be happy from inside, to have inner happiness and inner satisfaction. He's going to take food from you. He's going to take all confidence that you have. He's going to take your house. He's going to take whatever. If Hashem is going to do that, we lost the game. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do that. This is why he have to take the salvation and to, how you say, to limtoach ota, to stretch it. What? Swat it? Expand it. Until what? Until we're going to wake up to start working on ourselves. Hashem Yitbarach, I see I have that bad midah. I want to uproot that bad midah. Give me the powers to pray on it day after a day until I'm going to be clean in that. And when I'm going to be clean, Ribono Shel Olam, that I won't be satisfied. For sure I have more things to fix. And I'm going to work on them one after the other until I'm going to be super clean. And then I'm going to review to check myself all again. Even if it's going to take me 120 years, 80 years, 40 years, no matter how much time it's going to take, I'm here for the effort. I'm not here for the honor, for the success, for the results. I'm here for the effort. Adam le'amal yulad. I'm born to this world to work, to suffer. Yagata umatzata. You put the effort, you're going to find. There is no yagata without matzata. If you will put the effort, you're going to find. It's not happening that you put the effort and you haven't found. Maybe you need to put more effort and you don't have the power for that. So ask for powers. Ask for prayers. Ask to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you powers to pray and to pray and to be stubborn on that. If a person thinks to himself, alright, looks like a nice cult to join Judaism, maybe over there I'm going to make a living, it's not it. It's committing. To be a Jewish person, it's committing. You can be religious, it's not a problem, it's a different cult though. The Jewish group are serving Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh. When you have a Jewish heart, this is something that Rabbeinu asked, where you can find the heart. One of the students of Rabbi Natan was praising Avraham Avinu, talking big things on Avraham Avinu. One of the students asked, just spoke out from his heart, and said, how you can reach, how you can have a heart like that, a heart like Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Natan looked at him, told him, you have a heart like that, but you're not making it work. Ata lo melabev oto. You not let your heart be your heart, the heart that you have. You have that heart. Which heart you think you have? If you're from the seed of Avraham Avinu, so who are you? You're Avraham Avinu. Bra kara de Avua. The son is the leg of his father. He becomes to be like him. When you're going to grow, you're going to be Avraham Avinu. But you need to decide. You need to ask yourself, when my actions going to be like the actions of my ancestors? When I'm going to be ready to throw myself into the fire? When I'm going to be ready to lose my house, to lose my parnasah for Am Israel? When I'm going to be ready to go deep to the exile, to run after every Jew? When I'm going to be ready to listen to all of the insultings for the respect of my sister? When I'm going to be such a hero that I will not going to speak with my father for years on years, that he will not going to ask me what my brother's done, like Yosef HaTzadik wasn't talking to his father, that he was not going to ask him how you got here to Egypt, that he was not going to have to tell him, that the brothers tell him. For years after he met Yaakov Avinu, he was hiding himself from Yaakov Avinu. You know how many times he wanted to hug his father, to cry to his father, to tell everything to his father, but he was stopping himself. When are we going to stop ourselves, hold ourselves? Ezeo gibor kovashet yitzro. Conquered all of your will and decide. Choose from your free choice. I want to do this, and that is the thing I'm going to do. And the rest I'm not going to do. Not because there is a certain option immediately. Oh, now I'm going to flow to this thing, and then to that. And today I'm going to pray, and tomorrow I'm going to learn, and you're just still stuck in your lust and desires. First of all, go to the field and clarify to yourself, who am I? What am I supposed to do in this world? And when you're going to come to those important points, write them down for yourself, because you're going to need that list to remind yourself in days of darkness. Who am I? What am I supposed to do in this world? Until it's going to be clear for you, I'm here to serve Hashem. I'm not here to serve myself. I'm here to serve the Creator. And whatever He commands me to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to do. Like I told you on Rabbi Zecharia Stern. Rabbi Zecharia Stern, the father of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, the Chazon Ish, said, we need money to save 1,000 Jews from the trains that go to Auschwitz. And he sold everything that he had to provide that money. And he saved 1,000 Jews. And if you're not able to sell everything that you have, I have an amazing idea that I want to do. And I know that it's not going to cost me the amount of money that in that amount I purchased my house. And I came to Arav Shalom and I asked him, Arav, should I sell my house to do that or not? And he told me, no, you're going to receive the money from a different source. But I was ready to sell my house. And you need to come to that place also, to be brave. So Am Yisrael, you're not going to sell your house. So which house do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build? Your house? You want a house for yourself, right? This is the house that you want. If you want the house for yourself, so build one. Don't pray on one. Don't pray to Hashem to give you your own house. Your house is supposed to be the house of Hashem. Beiti Bet Hashem. That my house is going to be the house of Hashem. Who is the Shechina? That the Shechina is going to be over there. The Shechina. Who is the Shechina? Shechina is the souls of Am Yisrael. That every Jew is going to have a shelter in your house. And if you're not able to bring guests, and if you're not able that your house is going to be a shelter to all Jews, you need to cry on that. You need to pray on that. You need to care about that at least. You need to want it somehow to pray on that. Vayikba libo bedarkei Hashem. David HaMelech was proud on his success in Avodat Hashem. This is why I'm telling you. On my success in Avodat Hashem. Because I'm proud of that. Because I'm happy. Because I know that I put an effort in my tefillot. I remember my first time that I made 1 hour in Bodedut on Am Yisrael. I was screaming for over an hour. I was screaming in the forest of Shmuel HaNavi, crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was before I learned how to do it Bodedut. It was a bus, I was a new Avrech in Yeshiva Tchut Shel Chesed, a bus went to Shmuel HaNavi, I was standing in the forest, all alone, and I was screaming to Hashem. Screaming. First time I was praying on Am Yisrael in my life. And today, every day, I pray minimum 1 hour on Am Yisrael. Except of my Itbodeduyot. Except of my Itbodeduyot. First of all, I do tshuva. First of all, I do tshuva on everything that I went through from yesterday until today. I don't have a day that I'm not praying on my Rebbe for 30 minutes a day on Rav Shalom. Every day. And you need to do the same. If you have a point of truth, you're going to understand where you have all of that bounty that you have in your life, if not from righteous man that is standing behind and pray on his community, that pray on you. Where you got your shidduch from? Where you got your prayers, your itbodedut, your ticket to Eretz Israel? Who brought you here? You came to Eretz Israel? Whoop! Suddenly you found yourself chut shel chesed. What are you doing here? Someone dragged you with prayers. Someone is praying on your soul. Someone is pulling the strings. Someone is bringing you closer to Hashem. Were you searching for Hashem Yitbarach that you came here suddenly? That one day you woke up with a will, with a desire. Where it came from? The day before you were looking for a place that opens in 24/7. And suddenly you have a desire for Hashem and you want to do tshuva. And you cry on graves of tzaddikim and you confess. Who gave you that heart? Is it yours? I don't remember that it was mine when I was 15. It wasn't the heart that I remember from 15. So where I got it from? Where did it came? I have such a desire to see the face of Arav. I have such a desire to learn from his Torah. Every time I see him, I wake up. So, he is the source of my life. He is the source of my tshuva. So from that I'm going to understand. Even if you want to take care of yourself, that I need to pray on him that he's going to succeed. Once after a class in Shabbos, I said to myself, I don't need to pray on my tshuva. I need to pray on Arav that he's going to succeed. Only when he is making it to give an amazing class, I'm waking up to do tshuva. So, I need to pray that he's going to have amazing classes. This is what I need to pray on. And if he's going to succeed, my success is with him. When you hold, attach yourself to a pure man, you become to be pure. And if you're just working on purifying yourself, it's nonsense. You cannot. A prisoner cannot take himself out from prison. Like that you saw, that the one that took you out from prison, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's Rav Shalom. It's the one that wakes you up. So if the one that wakes you up is exists, you need to pray on him. Isn't it the most simple thing in the world? Vatitpalel Chana al Hashem. Chana, she's praying on Hashem, not to Hashem. She was praying on Hashem, that Hashem is going to have a child that's going to illuminate the world. This is why she received Shmuel HaNavi. Because she was different than all of the rest of the women that were asking for babies. They were asking for babies for themselves, but she was asking for that baby for Hashem. She wanted there going to be one that's going to go and going to save Am Yisrael. She was praying that Hashem is going to have a child. So she received it. I told you that story once, and I'm going to finish with that. I told you, there was a righteous man that he was making Kfitzat HaDerech all of his life. Every time they saw him disappear from one place and suddenly hear rumors that he saved people in other places, in other cities. And the students asked him, how you come up with that? Where you came up with that power to jump from this place to that and you disappear and suddenly you're there and you're here? How? For a long time he wasn't telling, and after a while he did. And he told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees my sorrow, when I see one of his children in stress that needs my help, I want to help him so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy on me and he take me to help him. Because of that desire, crazy desire that he's got, there is a Jew in danger. I need to help him. What am I doing here? There is someone that is drowning. You can sit and eat popcorn when there is someone that is drowning. I'm telling you, Rabbi Sai, 20,000 Jews a year losing their religious. Drowning or not drowning? 20,000 a year and more. And it's growing and it's frightening. It's worse than the Holocaust. Now they're drowning. No more popcorn. No more Pepsi. No more cola. This is it. No time for that. No time. You're thirsty? You have to drink. All right. Make bracha. Run. Keep on running. Have to keep on running. Thank you, Rabbi Sai. Chazakallah. Yeah.